You're listening to a podcast on
the Geeky Dad Podcast Network.
Unlock a new era in podcasting with Unfiltered Studios. Ready to break free from the ordinary? Dive into a world where authenticity meets innovation. Our network isn't just about podcasts. It's a revolution. From nostalgia to movies, sports to self-improvement, find your favorite podcast in an array of diverse shows, only at Unfiltered Studios. Join the movement. Subscribe to Unfiltered Studios today and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every voice finds its place. Visit unfpod.com today to find your favorite show.
Unfiltered Studios will help you press record.
The Geeky Dad of the Week is
William Morgan from the Geek Gauntlet Podcast is coming on the show today to talk about a lot of stuff. So hang in there. We got a fun show. I'm the Geeky Dad.
And I'm Ariana.
And I'm Rayon.
And we're the Multiverse Kids.
And this is season... What is it?
Four.
Four. Wow. This is season four. And, you know, it's also the year 2024. Yeah. Another four in there. Right?
Yeah, so we started 2020, didn't we?
Yeah. No. We did not, but what are you looking forward to? You got any New Year's resolutions or anything?
Me.
What are you gonna probably say something stupid? Right? Okay.
My New Year's resolution is to actually finish a game.
Oh boy!
That's never gonna happen.
Okay. Actually, yes. I'm close to finishing Ocarina of Time.
You'll never finish that.
You don't even want to play it.
Okay.
My New Year's resolution is to...
Let's have something more of substance. What are you going to do?
I'm going to try. Listen to how I said try.
Don't even say nothing.
To get gold honor roll.
Gold honor roll. See, that is a good goal. Except, you know, you don't have nothing going on. Okay? You can try to do something better than playing video game.
No, get 100% on my test.
Yeah, 100.
I definitely yes. want to
When I got that 100%, you guys did nothing. But
okay, we will see. Let's see if you get 100 first. Now, you know, the show has gotten very big since the first season. And we're now around the world, and we're now on YouTube, okay? Now, all the episodes are now available on YouTube and on YouTube Music. You can listen to all the old episodes on YouTube if you want, you know? What else?
It's been such a long time since the first episode.
What? It's only been like, over 100 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're new to this show, you know, a lot of people like to start with the season premiere, okay? And what would you say this show is about?
The show is about basically all of the great adventures we do and shows, movies, and...
Oh, boy.
You said adventures. I heard inventors.
Adventures.
Yes. Basically, we are the geeky family.
We do geeky stuff.
We talk about geeky things like Star Wars, Marvel,
DC,
Star Trek, whatever.
And even stuff you may not even know.
And, you know, we review it. We talk about it. And sometimes we have little adventures.
We always get off track.
Yes.
Half the time.
Yeah. So, 2024, what do we have to look forward to?
We have to look forward to better movies.
Well, I mean, that's always...
And Disney upping the game.
That's always the goal. That's always the goal. Any movies in particular, you think?
I have one.
What?
I'm looking forward to a Link movie.
I don't think that's coming out this year, but...
Everybody keeps on saying it might come out. I know that Sonic 3 is coming out, I think.
Sonic 3 is coming
out. Shadow!
Yes.
I'd like Sonic Prime come out.
Yeah, and Sonic Prime did come out. And what else? I think we have a new Transformers animated movie. Okay? It's a prequel.
So is it better than the
What's
first animated?
Called?
I think it's called Transformers 1.
Horrible name.
They won?
Oh, wow.
What did they win?
Not even part 1. It should just be like this, Transformers 1.
Yeah. I think they're also... I think that's it.
Madam Web.
Oh, Madam Web. I don't think that's going to be good.
Wait.
Okay, Madam Web is... I heard some bad things, okay?
Oh, no.
I heard some bad things about Madam Web.
What about Kraven the Hunter?
Kraven the Hunter, I mean... Why do they keep doing Spider-Man villain movies...
And turn them good.
And turn them good, and also never feature Spider-Man in it.
Exactly.
Okay?
Want to know something?
What?
And you know what they did to Kraven? According to you, you said like...
Well, according to the trailer, yes.
Lion said, comes.
Bites. Runs away.
Yeah, a lion bites him and he gets the blood of a lion inside of his body.
Basically, when, Spider-Man, but with a lion.
But the lion should have the blood of a human.
I don't know.
If Spider-Man was actually a lion.
Yes.
Yes.
Lion-Man.
So, there's also supposedly Venom 3 coming out this year.
What was that? Oh, yeah, him versus Peter Parker, right?
No.
Like what? The anti-venom.
No.
Carnage.
He killed Carnage in the last one. You know, I don't know what they're doing. It doesn't make any sense. You know, I'd like to see Venom versus Spidey.
Anti-venom.
Spidey.
Yeah.
In fact, they should have had that Venom fight Andrew Garfield.
Garfield.
Yeah.
Because he's the only one that didn't actually fight an alien.
Yes, because like in the last movie, he's like, how come I didn't fight an alien?
Yeah, you only had two movies.
So this is the rumor. Okay, this is the rumor that came out. Okay, this is spoilers for everybody here. Now,
Spoiler alert!
Now, recently they did a Madam Web movie, okay? So
they're going to.
Yes, so originally it was supposed to feature Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man, right?
Okay.
But the people in charge at Marvel and Sony over there,
they don't have any minds anymore.
They don't have any brains. So they decided to change it and turn it into Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
Wait, so they're saying he's actually going to be in it?
Now they have to reshoot the whole movie because they have all references of a different timeline because Andrew Garfield is older, so it's supposed to be set in the past because they had to stop him from being born and stuff like that, right? So they had to reshot the movie and change everybody's dialogue to update the dates of the timeline.
That was pretty stupid.
Yeah. So
actually, at least.
Yeah. So at least what? What you got? A point. You got
Andrew
a point.
Andrew won't be able to be destroyed.
Yeah.
At least the one who's already destroyed will be more destroyed.
Yeah, I don't get it. You know, you would think they, instead of doing all of these villain spin-offs, right? They had the perfect opportunity to do...
To make a team and make them fight in No Way Home.
No, in No Way Home, they set it up in a great way where you can actually do a movie about old Spidey being married and having a kid, right? That could have been one movie
with MJ.
Right? Then you could have done another movie with Andrew. Again.
Spidey and Alien.
Yeah. right?
Fighting an alien.
Fighting like Venom or something, right?
and then after that, they could
They could have done another movie with Spider Gwen if they wanted to.
Yeah, because
you know
they could meet again.
Yeah.
And then they can have more adventures and they can right. become a team.
Right.
And yeah. they can finally say he fought an alien.
These are the things people want to see. They don't want to see Kraven. It might be a good movie. I doubt it.
I doubt it.
You know.
Rhino was his brother.
They don't want to see Madame Web. Madame Web was a minor character in the comic books. Plus, she was an old lady.
She was an old lady who was blind.
You know, everybody said online that, you know, who should have played Madame Web? Jamie Lee Curtis.
Who the heck is that?
It's the old lady from Michael Myers' movie. And the mom from Freaky Friday. You know.
Oh!
Yeah.
From Halloween.
Yeah. So, like, and then you have all these Spider Women in the movie.
Just there to make toys.
There's no way they're going to be able to explain all of those characters in one movie and make it good. Okay?
Unless you do it, like, Into the Spider-Verse.
And plus, they don't even have the best Spider-Woman in there. There's no Jessica Drew.
Exactly.
Okay? So, that's a tangent that we went on. So, that's what we have to look forward to in 2024. I don't think we're going to have a lot of good movies. I think the only good movie that's going to come out is the new Ghostbusters movie. I think that's...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Ghostbusters!
And I heard they're going to have the old Ghostbusters and the new Ghostbusters team up together.
Yeah, I already saw the toys for them.
You did?
I saw the old one and then the new girl.
Okay. The new girl.
I saw a weird Ghostbusters toy once.
Yeah, you press him and then his eyes come out and his mouth turns big.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's the one where you can take off, you can put a ghost, it's onto someone, and they become a ghost guy.
Okay, well, that's what we have to look forward to in 2024. I don't know, maybe we'll see another gem. I hear they're doing a movie version of Artemis. That's the book Artemis. I read. On Audible, which you can use our code to get a free month of Audible from the Geeky Dad. Okay? Look at the show notes, and you can get, you know, Audible code, the Geeky Dad Podcast. Now, we have a special guest, and, you know, we're going to be doing a new feature now, and it's called, you know, the Geeky Dad of the Month.
Of the week.
Of the week. Yeah, month, week, same thing.
No, they're not,
no.
And, it's a way to, you know, we're going to introduce a geeky dad and we're going to talk about what they do. And
what if they're not geeky?
What if they are?
If they're not geeky, they can't be on the Geeky Dad podcast. Huh?
What if it's not a geeky dad?
Then it'll have to be a geeky other thing podcast. Okay? It's called the Geeky Dad podcast.
So what if it's a geeky dad and a geeky son?
Every dad is that.
If there's a son, there has to be a dad attached to the son.
But that
unless he's an orphan.
Okay. William Morgan is going to be on the show. And we're going to talk about what we're looking forward to in 2024. He has a podcast called The Geek Gauntlet. Okay, so we'll be back after these messages. This episode is sponsored by Audible. You know, you can get thousands of great selections of audiobooks, plus exclusive Audible originals you won't find anywhere else. And you know, you can get theatrical performances, A-list comedy, and best of all, even podcasts like this one. And all you need to do is go to audibletrial.com/thegeekydadpodcast. And you'll get 30 days free when you sign up. You know, when you download titles, you know, you can listen to them offline anytime, anywhere. The app is free and can be installed on all smartphones and tablets. You can listen across devices without losing your spot. And if you can't decide what you want to listen to, don't worry. You can keep the credits for up to a year. And then you can binge them all in a whole series if you like. So, go to audibletrial.com/thegeekydadpodcast and get your free trial on us. Help out the show, help out yourself, and listen to great audiobooks with A-list talent narrating. Right now I'm listening to Artemis, narrated by Rosario Dawson. You know, it feels cool to have a celebrity narrating to you. It makes you feel special. So, try it out. All right, today we got a special guest. We got William Morgan from the Geek Gauntlet podcast. Plus, you got another podcast, the Sports
Report. Sports Report. Podcast.
Yeah.
Yes, the Sports Report podcast. It's Monday nights at 10 p.m. Yes.
Yeah, you know, if you are into like a lot of geek talk, you know, heated debates, this is definitely, the Geek Gauntlet is definitely a show you should check out.
Thank you. I appreciate that. How are you doing today?
I'm very good. Now, we had a very mixed 2023 for geek stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I think 2024 is going to be... it's going to be a little bit barren in terms of, like, you know, superhero content. You know, I don't think we're going to have A-plus stuff.
I don't think so either.
No. I mean, I would say the only thing I'm looking forward to is maybe Deadpool 3.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
Yeah. Everything else is like, you know, I mean, I'll watch it, but...
We don't know what... I mean, we know what DC is planning, but we don't know if it's going to be any good.
The only thing DC doing is Joker.
Joker, and then they're also bringing in the new Superman stuff coming in 2024. He's supposed to be having another, I think it's either an animated movie or a series rebooting Superman. So from what I understand.
Right.
So other than that, I don't know what else is happening outside of those two.
And then, you know, forget the Sony stuff. That's, I don't know, that's going to be hit or miss.
That's going to be crazy.
Yeah. You know, I think everybody talks about superhero fatigue, but, you know, I actually am feeling it. You know, I want a new genre to take off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, in the early, like, late 90s, we had all these, like, action movies with people with black leather. Remember that phase?
Yep.
And
I remember all that.
And then right after that, that's when, like, you know, superhero movies started to get bigger. But then we also had, like, you know, Hunger Games and, like, Harry Potter. All these young adult novels were taking over.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the next genre? What's the next thing that's going to, like, take off?
I'm hoping we get some independent heroes, some independent heroes and heroines get some shine.
Mm-hmm.
I know she's more of an anti-hero than anything, but I'm sort of kind of hoping you'll see like a Lady Death or you'll see a Eva Arnie.
Oh, like some
that.
Independent, like really niche.
Really stuff. Niche stuff, but to come on the forefront because I love Batman as much as anybody, but at the end of the day, I'm getting tired.
The thing is with Lady Death, right? Mm-hmm. I loved that comic as a kid, but I don't think they can ever do that properly.
I don't think they get justice either.
Most likely, they're gonna cover her up all in like
all the way,
in the neck down.
Yep. You'll see the face and everything, but everything else would be like toned down.
You're basically gonna see like Underworld, basically.
But I think if we can get maybe Blue Marvel, maybe if we can get Icon to the big screen, something different.
Oh yeah, Icon would be wonderful.
That'd be awesome.
I was always saying, you know, why were they developing the Black Superman movie? Why weren't they not doing Icon?
I don't know. That's crazy to me. You had your Black Superman right there. You bought him from Millstone Comics.
You got so hardware. You
might as well go ahead and use them.
Hardware's a black Iron Man, basically. You know.
Yep. You might as well go ahead and start using your those characters to help progress the DC.
And of course, Static Shock.
Yeah, the main one.
Exactly.
The main one. You can't.
The amount of kids that grew
about
up
him for what, three seasons?
Yeah, the amount of kids who grew up with Static.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's $100 million right there.
Easy. Mm-hmm.
You know.
And you can pivot that. I mean, I know they had their little time to shine, but you can pivot that back to a better version of the Titans if you wanted to.
Right.
There's several different ways you can pivot that.
I mean, you know, these.
Hey, I'll take back right now. I'll take Batman Beyond.
Oh, definitely.
I'll take Batman Beyond right now.
Yeah. You know, I mean, DC has been mismanaging their properties for decades now. Okay.
And I think it's the funny thing about it. When you go back and look at it, they own the animated scene between them and Marvel, but now Marvel's starting to catch up.
Yeah. I mean, and I really like What If.
Season 2? Oh, yeah. Yeah. What If is good. Very
good.
That
season finale was, like, crazy.
Yep. There's craziness. Know? And it's like, they're starting to catch up to you now, so DC, we need you to come through and do something.
I know. And I can't wait for X-Men 97.
Can't wait for that.
That's coming out this year.
Don't wait for that. Video game wise, we get that new Dragon Ball Spark game coming out.
Uh-huh. Oh, I think there's a Wolverine game coming out.
Yep. Wolverine 2. Yeah. So it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting this year.
Spider-Man killing it in video game form right now too.
The genre, it's not dead per se. But I think it just needs
to be. They overplayed it for the last couple of years.
Yeah. It's not dead, but it's overplayed.
Yeah.
And they really need to do something to bring everybody back from same old.
It was getting a little bit overwhelming because literally there was like 20 TV shows and like at least over 20 movies coming out every year.
And then both sides suffered bad movie ratings with the Marvels and Aquaman. So. Both sides suffered.
So I'm gonna. Yeah, I didn't see that yet, but you know, I'm looking forward to it.
I think if anybody out there watched Geek Gauntlet, I can't stand Brie Larson. But if you can get past my Brie Larson hate, I thought it was a good movie. I was really excited to see Spectrum in there. And in the ending of that movie, I'm not going to spoil it, but the ending of that movie was amazing.
They butchered Captain Marvel from the very beginning. So.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. I wouldn't have picked Brie for that role because, to me, Brie takes it on a little dry.
I was pissed off they made Mar-Vell a woman in the first place, but, you know, that's a different
story. I feel you on that. Same thing they did Taskmaster and Black Widow movie. I wasn't feeling that either. Come on, man.
No.
They're comic book accurate.
No. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what they were thinking.
I don't get it either. And it's like, we need to.
You got enough female characters already. You know?
You do. You need to process and bring out the ones you have already.
Right.
I mean, we've seen Scarlet Witch, but there's so many more you can bring out. So many more. You know, we saw Supergirl.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
We see Wonder Woman. She's about to be redone, though I disagree with her recasting, but that's just me because I think Gal Gadot plays it best. But they're about to redo her. There's a lot of female heroes they can bring to the forefront.
Yeah. Don't worry. Can you imagine if they turned a female character into a male? How mad?
No, that wouldn't work. That wouldn't work.
Exactly.
You'll get every woman's group in arms.
That's what I'm feeling like. This is why I'm like that whole Wonder Man like show. I think people are gonna get like common people are gonna be like, What's this?
Yeah, yeah. What the heck is going on with this? Exactly. I mean,
comic nerds would know, but regular people would be like, are they doing like the woke version of Wonder Woman?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't understand why you're doing it. I really don't. I never care for Wonder Man as a character.
No. Side character at most, but you know.
Yeah. B+.
B, I would say D.
Oh man. But I think that you have enough characters between both universes to bring to do something new, do something
right,
fighting for the fans. And I don't know why they won't do it. They're so scared to move along that little ledge and bring something new for us. They're so scared, but scared. But as they say in fantasy football, scared money don't make no money.
Right, right, right.
They don't understand that. You can't be scared. Bring us some new characters. Bring us a Sentry. Bring us a Blue Marvel.
Oh, Sentry, yeah. Icon. Speaking of Sentry, you know, what are they doing there, you know?
I don't know. But they need. But I will give them props, though. Because, you know, when you do Sentry, you're going to have to do Sentry right. Because a lot of older fans like us, maybe not the newer fans of comics, but the older fans like us, we know Sentry's story. So if you get it wrong, you might catch a little bit of heat. So, but,
you know, I think Sentry's story doesn't work unless you have an established, fully established Marvel universe.
Yeah. I agree.
You know?
I agree.
Yeah.
Heck, if you give me Nova in the Nova
Corps. Oh, I'm still waiting for Nova.
You give me Nova, I'm happy. I'll be
they
happy.
They set up Nova pretty much in Endgame,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
But
they did.
Nothing.
They did. But we didn't get it. We didn't get it. But it's a doggone shame.
Yeah.
Then the thing I wanted to see Scarlet Witch one-shot Thanos. I ain't get that.
No.
Come on, man.
And you know,
who ruined that, Catmon?
They got X-Men, right? And you were talking about this on your latest episode too. Mm-hmm. You got X-Men. X-Men would be actually perfect to do as a Disney Plus series, live mm-hmm. action, because mm-hmm. you can do young Xavier,
mm-hmm.
like starting the school and all that. You know, there's like tons and tons of storyline. Make it comic accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And you got like at least 5 or 6 seasons right there.
My only thing is you gotta lose, because I wasn't a big fan of X-Men First Class.
No, you'll lose all that. I'm saying like lose start from
all
scratch.
That. Yeah, lose all that and start over. If you start over, it can work. It can work. Yeah.
Because nobody wants to see the original X-Men in movie form.
You
know? No. You set up that as a TV show,
mm-hmm.
that'd be perfect.
It worked.
But then you could just go transition into the movies, go full blast with Wolverine, you know.
And we've seen TV shows transition in movies before. We saw that with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. back in the day. So we've seen that happen before.
Yeah.
So it can definitely be done. Definitely mm-hmm. be done.
Yeah. I mean, look at right now. Star Wars is doing that with Ahsoka and mm-hmm. Mandalorian, right? They're going to spin off into a movie.
Oh, yeah. And I'm just flabbergasted by the fact that we got these two major companies, Fortune 500 companies, who's supposed to be in creation of the realm of fantasy for years, and yet you still give us the same stuff that we've always gotten mm-hmm. and get away from it. And I'm going to keep harping on it until they finally do it. Give us something new. Give us something. Black Widow wasn't great. And the reason why I'm really wasn't great because the timing sucked. But if you give us something new, give us something fresh, I think it'll do well. I think it'll do well just because the superhero fatigue, not so much the fatigue itself over the genre of movie, it's the character that you get tired of.
Black Widow should have came out right after Civil War.
I agree.
They shouldn't have made it any like superhero movie at all. They should have just made it like a female version of Mission Impossible or something like that.
Yep. Showing her spy skills.
Yeah.
Just showing making it came that Russian
spy movie. Forget about like anything else, you know?
Yeah.
In my opinion, they screwed up the entire spy universe of Marvel. I mean, they ended Hydra right away,
mm-hmm.
you know? They destroyed AIM right away, you know?
Yep.
That's like their main villains, you know?
Oh, yeah. Somebody formidable you could have put these new heroes up against, but they destroyed them right off the bat.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. I think it's kind of funny. There's some rumor out there, too, that they're trying to bring the first Avengers team back. Bruh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to bring the first Avengers team back? The in-game OG team?
Yeah.
The part that Robert Downey Jr. wants nothing to do with? Come on, man.
I feel like when they do, like, if they ever do this Kang movie, they're going to have mm-hmm. a scene where they pluck them out from the past or some crap like that and come in for, like, one scene or something like that, you know?
You think they can pivot to Doctor Doom?
They got to introduce Fantastic Four.
They got to do that first. Yeah, you're right. They got to do that first. Yeah. You got to do that first.
You know,
I didn't like what they did doing that first time.
Right. You know, I know there was a rumor a long time ago when Black Panther 2 came out. There was supposed to be like a end credit scene showing that Doom was the one that actually planned the entire thing. To cause like a rift between the two countries, and actually was the one who actually poisoned, you know, T'Challa.
Wow.
So he can like take over both countries.
Wow. That would have been kind of cool because he would have had Wakanda and Liberia.
Yeah.
Wow.
That would have been a cool reveal. That would have been a great setup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I think they chickened out, you know.
Because it made too much freaking sense. That's why they chickened out. Can you imagine if you would have done that and then followed through?
Yeah.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Doom could have made you some money. And like I say, I didn't like the way they did Doom. But if you go back and look at Doom in the comics,
yeah,
Doom is a badass from multiple fronts.
Yeah.
Multiple fronts.
Yeah.
And
especially in Secret Wars.
Mm-hmm. So
he, like, one shot killed Thanos like this.
Yep. So it's like, if you bring out Fantastic Four, get the recast right, and once you get the recast right, go ahead and bring us Doom. But you got to bring us the Doom from the comics. Don't give us this microwave version of Doom.
They could have been putting little hints in all the movies. You know, like, oh, look, there's a dictator over there, or the Latveria, or how you say that country?
Latveria.
Like, they could have been talking about that in other movies here and there, you know?
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Because they were, like, hinting Wakanda in a lot of movies before.
Yeah, they were.
Even showed up.
They were.
But they're scared to do that with Doom, I guess.
They also need to, I don't want to see the OG Avengers come back. If you're going to move on from the Avengers, give me either the Young Avengers or the West Coast Avengers, the non-Hawkeye-led version. To me, Hawkeye and Cyclops are useless. Clint Barton is awesome as Ronin. He's awesome as Ronin. But as Hawkeye, he sucks. And when you go back, Ronan is just awesome. And you saw that in that Hawkeye series, how awesome he could be in that character. So I hope we get to see him again.
Speaking of which, we got Echo coming out soon.
I'm hoping we see
why were they afraid to not give her like her more comic accurate look? Like,
I don't know. Because it wasn't crazy or revealing or anything like that.
And she doesn't really have the same powers.
No.
Just a regular girl.
They're going to redo it like they did Ms. Marvel.
Right.
And that pissed me off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Changing her powers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some things just need to be left alone.
I mean, I don't know. I guess they were trying to make her more cosmic.
Yeah.
You know?
But if you would have left her alone and you had that three team, all three of the Marvels team up, she would have been even more awesome.
Right.
If you would have just left her power set as it was. Ooh, I can shrink.
They probably didn't want to, like, spoil Mr. Fantastic coming out.
Nah. Man. But I hope they get that Fantastic Four movie right. Yeah. If they get that Fantastic 4K in that movie, they do it right. That can draw some money. I got to give my boy John Ambrose some credit on that. That can draw some money. I just don't agree with you. I don't like a rushed film just to do it.
Right now, the people that they have rumored to play the cast, I'm not excited about.
Nah.
No. I actually like John Krasinski as Reed, though.
You could have kept him.
He looks good as Reed.
Yeah. You could have kept him.
Yeah.
But everybody else, nah.
No.
I.
No.
They were talking about that chick, and her name escapes me right now, that played Harley Quinn for Invisible Girl. I said, really?
Oh, Margot Robbie?
Yeah.
Nah, she wouldn't do it, though.
Really?
I don't think she would. I think she's a little too big now.
I don't think she'll do well with I didn't think she'll do well with it anyway.
Yeah.
Because that's the actual role that takes, like, some discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Not just not say anything or go butt wild crazy and how you act kind of like Harley. Because she does a perfect Harley Quinn. I'll give her that.
Yeah.
I just don't think that she'll do well as the Invisible Girl.
Emily Blunt might have worked. But
she might have.
Yeah.
Might have. But like I say, and this is where me and my buddy Ambrose disagree. Don't rush it. I don't like a rush film.
No.
Do it right. Get the casting right.
Yeah.
Get everything right. And then bring it on. And then release it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not sure how are they going to make it good? You know? I don't know how they're going to make it good.
What storyline you go with. Do you automatically bring Galactus into play?
I heard that's what they're doing. But the thing is, you know, they should have... It just doesn't feel like the Marvel Universe if Fantastic Four are the last people you bring in.
Yeah, yeah.
No?
Well, I thought the last team we would bring in would be X-Men, but...
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that would be the last team you would bring in and then start branching out from there. Right.
I mean, they're literally... Their tagline is Marvel's first family. You know?
Yeah.
You know? Maybe they could have did something where maybe they started out in the 60s and something happened to them. They got lost.
They can bring us Herbie, the robot Herbie. They can bring us.
I'm sure they're gonna do that. They're gonna have an Easter egg somewhere in there. Yeah.
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 But I just want to see a good casting, and then we go for. And you got to do better with Galactus because the last time we saw Galactus,
if they can do Celestials, they can definitely do a Galactus now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If you do another, you know, Cloud, just
that ain't gonna work.
Just give up.
Let's give it up, man.
Just give it up.
Oh, but there's so many ways they can go with that. Oh my goodness, so many.
Yeah.
So many ways. But yeah, 2024. I'm catching up on the Yu Yu Hakusho series on Netflix.
Oh, the live action one.
Live action one. I'm catching up on it. I'm on episode 4 now. So I'm catching up on that. It's been very good so far.
Yeah.
It's been very good. They're using some of the music from the anime.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the new Avatar live action show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So far, everything looks better than the other movie, you know.
Yu Yu Hakusho is showing me that anime can be translated into a live show, if it's done right. And I think so far from what I've seen, they're doing it right.
Have you seen One Piece?
No, I haven't seen One Piece.
Okay.
I haven't seen One Piece. I heard they're redoing it. Are they remaking one? Was it One Piece that they're remaking?
One Piece is out on Netflix already.
I know it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
I forgot one anime got announced that they were redoing, and it had a lot of episodes tied to it, and I know a lot of people, I can't remember the name of it, but I know a lot of people were complaining because how are you remaking something that's still going on? Well, they're remaking it so you can catch up. That's why they're remaking it.
I think one anime that would be really hard to pull off is probably Dragon Ball.
Golly, that thing would be hard.
Yeah.
That thing would be hard.
And they've tried multiple times. It hasn't worked out.
No, no. And we sort of kind of called it in a Discord group I'm a part of that Dragon Ball Heroes would be a weekly show rather than a little promotional anime. Because when Heroes came out, it's a promotional anime. No, it ain't. It's going to be an actual series. And we were right. It was an actual series. And it was a fan series. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Super Saiyan 4 Broly. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. If we got Super Saiyan 4 Broly, oh my goodness. And then the movie made me upset because you know when the movie came out, That Which show, one? The live Orange Piccolo?
I thought you were talking about the live action one.
When you go back, look at that the last Dragon Ball movie that came out, Piccolo finally got some shine. Gohan finally got some shine. Mm-hmm. And then what did Toriyama do? It's not canon.
Yeah, most of the movies and animated movies are not canon.
That's terrible.
I don't understand that.
I don't get it either. Because you just gave Piccolo a power up and you show what Piccolo can actually do. He's an actual hero. And that's the thing that makes me mad about Dragon Ball, because
continuity is really messed up.
It's really jacked up. And then once you start bringing in these transformations, mm-hmm. you made the rest of the Z Fighters practically worthless. You really did. I mean, what, Super Saiyan, Ultra Instinct, Ultra Ego. Okay, you bring all that into play. Why do you need Krillin? Why do you need Tien or any of the rest of them?
So that happened from the beginning, though. Since the beginning, they've been doing that. Krillin has been useless since they introduced Vegeta.
Right? Oh, yeah. And I don't think Krillin good for is telling people don't do something.
Right.
Something's going to destroy the planet. Yeah. Well, that's going to destroy the planet. Come on, man.
Yeah.
And then we got Trunks.
Mm-hmm. I can't stand Trunks.
I didn't like GT Trunks at all.
No.
I didn't like him at all. But Trunks with Trunks without the ascot, looking like Fred from Scooby Doo. We can deal with that, but not the ascot. No.
Yeah. No. Tell us a little bit about you. You've been doing this podcast for how long?
I've been podcasting in general for about 13 years now, various different topics. Geek Gauntlet's been going on for the last 3 years, I want to say, three and a half years.
How do you feel about the podcasting world being just overflooded right now?
Oh, it's very overflooded, and discoverability is very, very hard.
Yeah, it's like everybody and your mother and your sister and your uncle, everybody's doing a podcast.
Oh yeah. There's really no way. In these platforms that you post on, Twitch in particular gives you no discoverability. YouTube gives you no discoverability at all. Facebook. They have a podcast section for you now, so that makes it a little bit easier. But it's still hard because of the fact, like you said, everybody named Mama has a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that you can do a legit podcast unless you act a certain kind of way. Right. I don't know if you'd be able to catch viewers or not. I try to come on. I try to be informative as much as I can. I try to bring my crew to be informative as much as we can. And we have different topics and different discussions. But at the end of the day, none of that matters because it's hard to be seen. And I just think that's something that needs to be fixed.
Right.
Maybe, and this, you got a lot of podcast promoters out there. Oh, no,
those are fake.
They're all fake.
Yeah.
All of them fake.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get organic views. Only thing I can say, to anyone aspiring to do this, keep going. Mm-hmm. Don't give up. Keep doing all it takes, really. If one person to see you,
mm-hmm.
and that person seeing you can get word of mouth to other people. And when that starts moving, you're growing the right way, which is being organic. And that's what you want. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way I really feel. And it's old school. Word of mouth is old school. But I feel that it's the best way because these platforms aren't going to do it for you.
No.
They're not.
No.
I try to bring on different people. I try to bring on interviews. I've interviewed gamers, actors. Back in the day, I did some pro wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling goddess Athena and RH right now. I've interviewed Buff Bagwell. I've interviewed Stevie Ray. To try to bring people around to what I'm doing and to my brand. And like I said, the only way you can really do it is word of mouth. It's old, but I think it's the most effective.
Yeah. I mean, this is why I try to do something different with my show. I try to bring viewpoints from my children, and I try to bring viewpoints from my wife, who's like a non-geek.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I try to get different viewpoints that way. So you're a dad, right?
Yes. And father, single father of three.
Yes. So how are you integrating geek culture with your kids? Like, are they into the same stuff as you?
My kids are into some of it, not all of it. Mm-hmm. My son is a big what's the name of that anime? Talk on it. About soccer. And I can't remember the name of it, but my son is a big, huge fan of it. And he tells me all the time, Dad, you need to watch this. Dad, you need to watch this. I don't like most sports anime.
Right.
I find it just, yeah. But I'll sit down with him and watch a couple of episodes. And from what I've seen, it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'll try to look it up here in a minute.
Is it like that movie Shaolin Soccer?
Similar. Right. But he loves it. My oldest boy, he is a big anime. Mm-hmm. JoJo.
Yeah.
Something I can't get behind. But he's into a lot of them and video games too. So he's going to probably be the closest person to me that I can pull mm-hmm. influence from. Like we've done some discussions on like Superman versus Goku and right. You know, he's actually giving me input there.
What is it about the culture of kids today? Like they are not into like old school comic books. No. Everything's like anime or manga. Mm-hmm. You know? How do you think that's going to affect the next generation of filmmakers?
I think it hurts because everything that you pull is inspired from the comics. Mm-hmm. And if people are not reading the comics, then they're depending on your movie for your knowledge. Yeah. And that's not right because if you don't have a knowledge base from where you're pulling from to watch this movie, you just going to take that movie as gospel. And it mm-hmm. might not be because you don't know if the creator himself actually read the comics.
Right.
So, you know, I just think that we do need to get them back to that because sometimes, particularly early on, that's the only type of reading kids do. So I think
that's what I try to do with my kids.
So I think it's important. I think it's really, really important that you try to get them involved. Take them to a bookstore. Mm-hmm. Try to get them involved with something you think they might like, no matter how small or true it may be or something big.
Yeah.
And try to get them to
read. I see now in school, like they're pushing a lot of graphic novels to the kids now.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
It's try much to get different them. when we went to school.
Oh, we got none of that. Get them into reading books. Because like particularly the younger
books we were reading were depressing as hell.
Oh yeah.
Death of a Salesman. The Pearl. Remember that? Yeah. Grapes of Wrath.
Yeah. I want you crazy about none of that.
Makes you
want
to like commit suicide or something.
man, but there's so much stuff going on right now in comics that's so interesting. You can go back and look over Ghost Rider, issue 21 of Ghost Rider. Mm. Excellent.
That's a property I want to see done right.
Yeah.
You know?
They did it close in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Close. Not quite perfect, but close.
I want to see like Midnight Suns as a movie.
Ooh, that'd be so good.
Yeah,
that'd be so good.
I like the dark stuff. I like the horror like superheroes. I like mm-hmm. them. You know.
Hey, bring Spawn back.
Tom McFarlane been talking about that movie for like 20 years.
That movie wasn't long enough anyway. Because by the time I sat down and enjoyed the movie, it was done.
All right. Right. They didn't push the horror aspects enough in that.
No, they didn't. And what he did, and just what he did in the comics alone,
mm-hmm. you know who would have been good at doing that movie? Del Toro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm down. I can get down with that. Yeah. I can get down with that.
He could have made it so much fun.
But there's so much that you can do with Spawn. Because like I said, particularly in the comics, he'd be heaven and hell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you can see
and the special effects now look way better than
Yep, way better.
Yeah.
So you can definitely bring Spawn back. That'll make Buku's money.
Yeah. People grew up with Spawn. They know Spawn.
Yeah. They know him. You can do a whole lot. But comics is your base. Mm-hmm. And I just think that kids need to get back to that.
Yeah.
No matter who you like. And these kids can't let kids bully them into liking this, liking that, you know.
Right.
Find a hero, find a character that you like, follow that hero, maybe it branches out to reading other stuff. But like for me, the first comic book I ever read was Battle of the Planets. I don't know if you remember that show
from back in the day. Yeah.
It was a comic. That was the first comic I read, and then it just sparked my interest. All-Star Squadron, Web of Spider-Man, different series along those lines. So important to read because again, these comics are the basis of your movies.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was great having you on the show. We got to have you on again. You know, 2024 is going to be an interesting year.
Yes.
You know, let's see how it goes. Hopefully, you know, maybe we might get some new stuff that we don't even know about, you know?
Oh, yeah. I love to see some of these heroes come back to life. I'm still a proponent of bringing Shazam, too. That's just me, though.
Yeah.
That's just me. Shazam, too. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do that. Now, tell everybody what day your shows are on.
Yes, the Geek Gauntlet podcast is on every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We are just coming off holiday break. Hopefully, we'll have the whole crew back with us. We're going to break down everything, all your news, upcoming anime. We also got some video game news coming into play as well with the new Dragon Ball. We're also going to have some killer topics to talk about. So that'll be the Geek Gauntlet podcast. We're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, 10 p.m. Eastern every Saturday night. And you can also catch us everywhere where you can get your podcast.
Yep. And you also have the sports show?
Yes, I have the Sports Report podcast, and that's on Monday nights. On Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. That's every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. We talk about everything in the world of sports, football, basketball, baseball. I'm trying to get my hockey guy back, but he's kind of acting up on me. But I'm trying to get the hockey guy back. So we can break that down as well. And again, that's every Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern.
All right. Thank you for being on the show. And, you know, tell your kids to stop getting so into like anime. Let them get some like Marvel stuff or something.
Let's get some comics. Let's get some comics going.
Yeah.
I picked up a comic set just for my enjoyment, that Justin Lee versus Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
I read that.
That's again. A good one.
I read that again. Loved it. I'm going to give it to my son and he can start reading that too. See if he likes it. Mm-hmm. And my daughter, I'm going to see if I can get her into maybe either the Secret Wars. Uh-huh. I'll get it to some old school Spider-Woman with Jessica Drew.
Moon Girl's good, though.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I forgot about Might try that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, good night.
Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was fun.
For sure. We'll do it again.